We know from the Svarim HaKadoshim that it's not merely coincidental when we find a deep correlation between the weekly Sedra and the corresponding week that we read it. Many have pointed out that Parshas Maaseh is no exception, as the Torah records the Ptira of Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Av, which Parshas Maaseh is almost always read right around Rosh Chodesh Av. But it seems that the Torah might be communicating a much more fundamental concept through emphasizing the exact date of Aaron's Ptira. The Torah starts Parshas Maaseh with 42 Masois, depicting all the different stops that Klal Yisrael experienced in the Midbar. It's fascinating that the Torah almost deliberately gives us no details or timing for any of these experiences, instead choosing to focus on Vayisu Vayachanu, Vayisu Vayachanu. It's incredible how the Torah mentions such monumental stops like Har Sinai, which refers to the most seminal maimed that literally shaped and formed the entire fabric, the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael's existence. And yet the Torah doesn't even bother to mention anything about this maimed in reference to the Chaniyah that Klal Yisrael made in Sinai. Yet there's one specific Chaniyah that the Torah decides to digress and let us in on the details of what happened there. The Torah writes, Vayusim Mikodesh, Vayachanu Bahor Ahor B'Ktzei Eretz Edoim, Vayal Aron HaKohen El Hor Ahor, Al Pi Hashem Vayomos Shom B'Shnas Abom Netzeis B'nei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim B'Chodesh HaChamishi B'Echel HaChodesh. Here the Torah feels the need to deviate from the rest of the Masois and describe the significance of the stop, how Aaron was nifter then, and there the Torah even feels the need to date the Petira by stating that it was on Rosh Chodesh Av. Are we to understand that this was the most significant one of the Masois, that here specifically the Torah needed to point out what happened there? Is Mises Aaron more choshev than Matan Torah? Even more so, the Chaniyah right before is Vayachnu Bakodesh, which is where Miriam was Nifteres, where we lost the bear Miriam. There the Torah doesn't mention that Ptira. Only by Har Ahor does the Torah go out and be Mefaret Mises Aaron. Especially the details of his yard site, which day it was, we don't find the Torah recording that anywhere else in Chamishi Chumshe Torah, even by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it so important to tell us the date of Aaron's Ptira? Even more surprising is that when the Torah actually recounts the Ptira of Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Chukas, it feels no need to date the Ptira. And yet specifically here, in the middle of the Masois, the Torah needs to go out of its way to stress the date being Rosh Chodesh Av. Lastly, we don't find the Torah going off on a tangent, so to speak, but the Torah actually places a Samach, making it a Parshas Stuma, right after the Torah describes Mises Aaron that Mamash is a Pella. It seems that the Torah is pointing out the significance of when specifically Aaron Kohen was Nifter, as if to tell us there's something very ominous about the commencement of Chodesh Av. Says the Trumas HaDeshen in his Sefer Nemuki Maraya LaTeira, the Torah is telling us that Chodesh Av is Reya Mazle, and this is giving us a foreboding warning that it's a chodesh amayur the pronius, that the ultimate mishores Hashem in the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen was taken from us on that day, and similarly in that chodesh Av, both of the Beit Hamikdash will be taken from us. Nothing is merely a coincidence; rather, very interconnected. Aaron HaKohen represented the achdus of Klal Yisrael as an oyv shalom v'roid shalom, which contributed to the ashros hashchina of Vayhi Bashur Melech V'Asev Rosh Hayom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. As the Sefri explains, Eimaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Al Yisrael Kishem Yachad V'Loi Kishem Agudos Agudos. Aaron, who so much sought out and created that Achdus, that's what made him privileged to serve Hashem as the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan of Hashachanti B'Seichem. We know that we were Zeichet to the Anani HaKovin in the Schus of Aaron HaKohen. Zach the Maral and his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, it's also not a coincidence that Ani Akobid represent this special Hashras Hashchina, which is a result of the Redif Hashalom of Aaron HaKohen. We could possibly add that Ani Akobid actually symbolized that Achdus, that togetherness of Gantz Klal Yisrael traveling all together in one of the set of Ani Akobid a bechina of kol Yisrael yoishim b'sukkah achas. The Hananiah HaKavod represented that manifestation of yachad, shifte Yisrael, ganz klal Yisrael synchronized within one group of Hananiah HaKavod. And all of this is in the schos of Aaron HaKoyin that was meiser kol nafshoi to be marbe the achdus in klal Yisrael, which directly caused the hashras hashchina that's so dependent on the achdus of ganz klal Yisrael. With this in mind, we can possibly understand that Ptiras Aaron might not have been the most important event that happened during these 40 years, but when we are focused on recounting Vayitzinu Vayachanu, the Masois of Klal Yisrael during that Kufa, it was perhaps the most substantial event that literally changed the face of Klal Yisrael's Masois. The Masois, till Aaron's Ptira, benefited from the Anan HaKavod B'Schos Aaron, traveling Kavayochol on the lap of the Eibishte, while the Kindelach were huddled together in one set of Anani HaKovid, experiencing the tremendous Ashras Ashkina that's only Shayich through this type of Achtos, the Havieni HaMelech Chadov of Kodesh Panimo, that Klal Yisrael were Zeichet to in the Schus of Aaron and his Midah by Ibshom Roy Dibsholim. The Pasuk right after the Torah describing to us, Aaron tells us, by Yishma Knani Melech Arod, says Rashi the Lamedcho, Shemises Aaron he Ashmua shenistalken on Yaakovu because Sofer shenitn Rishus liilochem biYisrael. It seems clear that the Torah is focusing on how the Ptira of Aaron caused this stalkus of Yaakovu, which didn't just affect Bnei Yisrael's internal experience lacking that unique Asheras Hashchina, but it actually was sensed even by the surrounding nations, noting that stark difference in Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Eibishter. The Samach, the Parshas Stuma, separating Mises Aaron and the upcoming Masois, is strategically placed to demark a fundamental change in the Tzur of the Masois, lacking that Darga Vashras Hashchina of Anani HaKovet that we lost through Mises Aaron. It was a new era of Masois without that same Adrega Vashras Hashchina. With this in mind, we can begin to understand why the Torah was so keen on pointing out the date of Aaron's Patira more than any other the Masois and more than any other yard site in Chamishichum Shetere. The fact that Aaron's Patira and the ensuing Yerida in the Darg Bashras Hashchina, they're innately dependent and intertwined with Chodesh Av of the Rideiris is Miyuid for the Churban of Ashras Hashchina, Mitech Bittel, and the Pirud and Achtos of Yisrael. It's no happenstance that Aaron Kohen, who embodied that Achtos and caused that Ashras Hashchina, was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, which is Rei Mazli for these Inyonim. The Torah is stressing and warning us that the Korah Alai Moyed of Rosh Chodesh Av is a Moyed of Richuk, it's not a Moyed of Kiruv. It's a Moyed that's Meyuid Lepronius for the Churban of Ashras Hashchina, Mitechsen Hashchina that existed by Migdash Sheni. And that's what the Torah is alluding to when the Torah stresses this devastating Churban of Ashras Hashchina that accompanying Pitirosei of Aaron HaKoyin specifically on Rosh Chodesh Av. When the Torah earlier told us about the Ptira, it wasn't critical to point out the date, but when the Torah in the middle of the Masois is focusing on that transformational Yerida in Ashras Hashchina that happened through Ptiras Aaron during the Masois, the Torah needs to stress how interconnected this is to the whole Chodesh Av Deiris. With this renewed appreciation of the Torah's emphasis on the date of Aaron's Petira, we begin to internalize that the correlation between this week's parasha transcends way beyond the calendar date and how it coincides with Rosh Chodesh Av, but it's actually very deeply aligned with the entire avodah of this tekufa. Chazal accentuate that although the Beis Hamikdash only began to burn on Tisha B'Av, and the most chomedic halachas of Avelus are only on Tisha B'Av itself, the Avodah begins earlier, Mishen Nichnas Av, Mematim Besimcha, just as we see Aaron's Betira coincides with Rosh Chodesh, ushering in that Mreya Mazle that commences from the beginning of the month. This parsa does not just line up with the date or the week, but it lines up with the Avodah of the whole Tekufa, requiring us to focus on rectifying this Bittel Arachtos of Tzinas Chino that was Goyrim to the whole Siluk of the Achdus that we experienced in Anei HaKovid, and then years later was Goyrim to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it requires us to actively emulate the Midah of Aaron by becoming Talmidim of Aaron, that were Oyev Shalom and Oyev Shalom. The Yushalmi Chagiga tells us that although the Gemal Averis Chamuris were the trigger for the Churban Beis Rishon, but still, Zach the Yushalmi, Vita Gosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, explains the Taz that had they properly been Oisik and Omul B'Teira, they would not have lost the Beis HaMikdash despite these terrible Averis, because that's the Koyach of Teira Magno Masla. Even in the face of such cardinal Gimel Averis Chamura, Teira has a Koyach of Magno Masla. However, by the Bayis Sheni, we find the Yushalmi and Yuma tells us, Klaiyus on that Kufa were Yigayim B'Teira, and still, the Churban HaBayis came for Sinas Chinam. How do we understand that the Igiyah of Amu B'Teira by Bayis Sheni was not able to be Megan on Sinas Chinam when it was able to be Megan on Gimel Averis Chamuris by the Mikdash Rishon? I think the answer is that by Churban HaBayis Rishon, the Churban was due to the Aveira of the Gimel Chamuris, and the Koyach of Teira could be Megan in front of the most Chomer Dika Averis. When we talk about the Bayis Sheni being destroyed due to Sinas Chinam, we're not just referring to the Chomer Aveira of Sinas Chinam, rather the reality that Ashrus Ashkina Beis HaMikdash cannot subsist without Yachad Shifte Yisrael. And when there's a lack of Ava, there's an acute issue of Sinas Chinam, it's literally not possible for the Teichai Rotz of Ava of Beis HaMikdash, that was the oxygen sustaining the Beis HaMikdash, it can't continue to stand. For this issue, the Hagonah of Amelus and Yigiyah Bateri cannot help. It's not enough to be Mevater on the Chet of Sinas Chinam. The Beis HaMikdash cannot exist when there's Sinas Chinam and a lack of Achdus. As we listen to the sing-song of the special Nigun of the Balkaira used to depict the Vayisu, Vayachanu, Vayisu, Vayachanu of all the Masois, we need to take note of the sudden diversion when we reach Pnir Saran HaKoyin, which triggered that Estalkus of Ashuras HaShchina when we lost Anani HaKovid, and when we hear the Torah sending us a chilling message reminding us that this all started on that fateful day of Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. This is exhorting us to internalize what this month is all about and the need for us to focus on what caused all this Churban of Ashuras HaShchina, and we can begin to rebuild that Ashuras HaShchina by following Aaron HaKohen's legacy to become his Talmidim, that it's not enough to cherish and appreciate Shalom by being an Oyev Shalom. We need to be proactively Roidiv Shalom. May the Eibush to help us adopt these tremendous milas of Aaron HaKohen, and we won't be faulted with being the Dor Shalei Nibne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov, but rather Beis Hashem B'Binyan Beis Mikdashenu B'Meheira B'Yomenu Amen.